Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And for those of you who are listening, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer before we go into the lesson tonight? Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day that you have given us. We thank you for this time and opportunity you have blessed us with, and we give you glory and honor and praise. So, Lord God, we petition you once again to be with us as we take this journey into this lesson tonight. Father, I pray that everyone that's listening, Lord God, that they will sense the presence of your Spirit and that you begin to deal with in their hearts accordingly. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for the protective blood of Christ that has covered us and protected us against the works of the enemy. So, Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God, glory to the Most High God. We have been coming to you concerning the persecution. We are on tonight, the ninth and final part of the persecution, the falling away to persecution, part 9. And we've been letting you know that the persecution was the third in contributing factor to the falling away and the overthrow of the early church. And I have been coming to you lately in this part of the series, talking to you about also what is known as the 10 great persecutions of the Christian in the early time. And I've come to you with the first 8. Now I want to tonight read the last 2 tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's worthy to be praised and be glorified. And I pray that if you haven't seen that you will. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Now, what is considered to be the ninth general persecution under the Roman emperors, dated AD 270, who began the next persecution against the Christians, who was named Aurelian. Among those who suffered during this time were Felix, who was known as the Bishop of Rome. He was beheaded. Agapetus, who was a young Roman who sold his estate and he gave the money to the poor. He was seized as a Christian. He was tortured and then brought to Praeneste, a city within a day's journey of Rome, where he was beheaded. Now, I want you to understand something. Now, this is talking about the ninth persecution of the Roman Emperor Aurelian, who also had people beheaded, okay, and tortured because they were a Christian. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And a few years after him, there was another emperor named Diocletian, who became the emperor in year 284. He at first showed, now this is recorded, he showed favor to the Christian, pointed a man. In fact, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Well, we seem to be having, well, we've been having technical difficulties, but the difficulty is the enemy. I know Satan does not want us to teach and preach on the things that we've been doing lately. Amen. And I'm not trying to glorify the devil, but he has been coming up with a lot of hindrances, you know. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bless my brother to be able to get on. Father, I pray today that your omnipotent power will rule and cause the enemy's power to fail. I pray today, Lord God, that you would touch by your spirit and release your warring angels. I plead the blood of Jesus against the works of Satan right now. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My brother, he's going to try to get back on. Amen. And as I was saying unto you here, Aurelian was Diocletian, and at first it was recorded that he had showed favor to the Christians, but he appointed this man named Maximian, and Maximian was a fellow soldier, and he appointed him to rule jointly with him. Okay, let's try this again. God bless you, brother.
Amen. How are you?
Bless, brother. Thank God for you. Thank God for giving you the breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
Satan is really on the prowl to just try to hinder us. I got a call from Sister Helen, and their internet has been acting up. And I think most of the day, Satan does not want this word to get out, and he don't want people to hear. But I'm so glad, brother, that the God we serve is omnipotent.
Amen.
Brother, my God. If we serve a God that wasn't omnipotent, we'd be in trouble.
Yep.
If we were serving a God that was weak and anybody can run over him and he don't stand a chance against the devil, we'd be in trouble. So I'm so grateful. You know, God is omnipotent, and he has caused you to break through. Oh, he wouldn't be God. In fact, he'd be looking like us.
He ain't no pushover. God ain't pushover. God don't even do what he just said. He just let his angels take care of it.
Yeah, Joe. I mean,
it really
ain't no fight. You know, that's why Satan followers, you know, they really tricked by Satan. Because if they really were to think and go, wait a minute, and they would tell the devil, say, if you're so powerful, why is God still alive? why is he still ruling? Why is he still here? If you're so powerful, he'd probably break them in pieces in the accident.
Amen.
I
can't imagine how you keep the devil, how you keep those demons together, because they seen him get his butt whipped, so.
No, totally.
They seen when he got the keys taken from him by Jesus Christ. So, they know.
They probably saying little remarks as they walk away from him behind his back, thinking he don't hear him. That's why he love to beat on him and hit on him, especially when they don't fulfill their assignment.
Amen.
But we are grateful today for the glory of God. I have been reading from the ninth persecution. And I read to them this emperor named Aurelian, who had Christians beheaded, had them tortured, had them killed.
Yeah.
And now I've been talking to them a little bit about Diocletian.
Yeah.
And from what we understand as recorded, Diocletian at first was said he had showed the Christians favor. But when he appointed this man named Maximian, who was supposed to be a fellow soldier, to rule with him, that's when the dreadful persecution was begun. Which tells me that there are going to be some people who are going to show you favor until they get influenced by other people.
Yes.
I hope, Christians, I hope you're hearing this. Because we don't want you to be shocked. And we're not trying to speak curses or negative stuff in your life. We're trying to inform you so you won't be so caught up that you throw up your hands and just turn away from Jesus. Because these things have happened. Hallelujah. So Diocletian,
Amen.
At first, he was showing Christians some favor until he called Maximilian. He said, hey, I want you to rule with me together. Maximilian, then the next thing you know, this is where the persecution had begun. So he was influenced
by
this man, Maximilian. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
It's amazing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But you know something about that one there? That last emperor right there, he said he was one of the worst ones. He was one of the worst ones. He killed a lot more than the rest of them killed. Okay? He killed a lot of Christians, okay? And so under his watch, okay, hallelujah. He was up there with Nero, okay, in his evil.
Amen.
He was really
bad
and fiery.
I agree, definitely agree with you on that, because I was looking at him. In fact, going to him, this 10th persecution. And in this 10th persecution, it's said that even though the heathen had made many efforts to destroy the Christians, at that time they began to increase in numbers. Now, this is AD 303. They began to increase in numbers and wealth. And as they became stronger, they threw off much of their humility and care to avoid notice, which had distinguished them in the early ages. Now, they begin to build churches and to assemble in them for worship. And from what I understand, this excited the envy of the heathen, and the emperor, Diocletian, was persuaded to begin persecution against them. Now, this is the 10th persecution, people. Nicomedia was a city of Asia Minor, and this is the place where the Christians were first attacked. Now, the prefect or the governor of the city marched with a number of soldiers to the Christian church and forced open the doors. Kind of sound familiar today, don't it, people? You know, you would never think people would go into churches and start shooting and killing people, okay?
Amen.
But it happened. It happened in this time, too. Glory. And they then destroyed all the books, all the sacred vessels. They leveled the building to the ground. Then the emperor issued an edict. He commanded the destruction of all the other Christian churches and their contents. Do you hear that? See, I was reading to y'all about some of the modern day persecution. And, you know, it was talking about the churches over there in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and all that. And it sounds familiar, don't it? Amen. Another law followed, making the Christians incapable of holding any place of trust, profit, or dignity, or of receiving any protection from the courts of the empire. That's coming over here, people. is already happening in other countries, okay? It's already happening today, okay? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It said one martyrdom was the immediate result of the publication of this edit. For a bold Christian, not only did he tear this edit down from the place where it was put up, but he reviled the name of the emperor for his injustice and cruelty. He was in consequence seized, severely tortured, and then burned alive. Okay? Do y'all hear that? He spoke out against the emperor. Okay? And they said, no, that this is a no-no. Okay? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Harabashata. A general sacrifice was then commanded, which caused many martyrs. Among others, a Christian named Peter was tortured and then burned. Several deacons and Presbyterians were dragged from their homes, killed in various ways. The bishop of Nicomedia, named Anthimus, was beheaded. The cruelty of their enemies, talking about the Christian enemies, that no mercy was shown to age or sex. Do y'all hear that? But women and children alike were slain. No mercy on the children either. Do y'all hear that? Many houses were set on fire, and whole Christian families perished in the flames. Others had stones fastened around their necks and were driven into the sea. The persecution became in all the Roman provinces, and it lasted 10 years. And they said it is impossible to know how many was martyred or to tell how they died.
Amen.
I hope y'all heard that. See, we're on Blog Talk Radio on this part of the series. We're not telling you this first of all to scare you. That's not why we're telling you that. We're not telling you this because we're getting a kick out of this. That's
Amen.
Not why we're telling you that.
Amen.
We're telling you this that you may be aware that, first of all, the Christians in the early times, they went through. They went through. And some of us here, even in America, we don't like nobody to say our name wrong. We all upset. We crying. You know, if they get up there and say, hey, little Christian boy, we done broke out in tears. You know, they messing me. They mocking me all like that. Next thing we know, we ready to throw up both hands and quit. Hey, you can say amen, or you can say oh man, or anyhow, amen, hallelujah. You know,
Man. And
this thing that we're talking about is not talked about too much in the church. And you would say, well, why would you want to talk to people about it? Because they need to understand that this Christian faith is not very attracting to many people. And many people will end up hating you because
Amen.
You are a Christian. Okay? Plus, you got to see and get this, that what Christ warned you about was not in vain. Brother, I think that's
Amen.
The biggest stumble. That's the biggest stumble I believe many of us as Christians suffer. We think that what Christ warned us about was in vain. When he said, hey, they're going to hate you without a cause. Remember, they hate me first before they hate you. He's saying all of that, okay? And some of us have used that line to kind of glorify ourselves. Well, you know, Christ said they ain't going to like me, you know. And you can see how people act when they say, and you look at it, and they're getting it all wrong, like they're using it to justify or to toot their own horn and fail to understand that when they hate you, that's going to be a trial in itself.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, people, listen. And then I don't understand, brother. Still, how can we get that we're going to be snatched up any day? And we won't see this. And God let these early Christians get pulled by the hair, get hot stuff boiled, poured over them, get limbs snatched, get devoured by beasts. And I'm trying to figure out what makes us better than them. I still ain't figured it out yet. I haven't figured it out yet. That what makes us so better that we can be walking any day and snatched and gone.
Yes.
I just wonder why God didn't do them like that.
Go,
I wonder why they had to, you know, amen. I believe if many of them had a chance, you know, he gave them that chance, cool, out of here. I know I would, you know. But he didn't do that with them. When they was being brought to the fire, no one was snatched in the air. They was brought to the fire. But we're telling people, any day now, we can be gone, snatched up, out of here. And we won't have to see, quote, the Great Tribulation or the rise of the Antichrist. Because we know what the Bible tells us about him and what he's going to be doing. And so we know that's going to be a real tough time. So, hey, I don't want to go through that. So, hey, oh, I know what we can do. Let's talk about how quick we're going to be going and don't have to face it. That's what we're doing.
Amen. That's right.
When I look at the persecution of the early Christians and I read this research on it, and sometimes, to be honest with you, you know, it makes your heart heavy. It can cause your heart to be heavy. But the joy comes in is when you know the reward that they're getting from Christ.
Amen.
That is not in vain. That's another thing we want to relate to y'all, the listener. Whatever you suffer for Christ, it ain't in vain. And
amen.
What he's going to reward you with, let me tell you something. What Christ is going to reward you with for going through, it's going to way outweigh what you went through. You might get to a point you like, went through what? You know, because I've seen that the reward Jesus give you for going through and suffering for his sake, it outweighs the trouble you experience. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
And when you read about these Christians were prepared in the faith, rooted in the faith, okay? We can't get rooted when we spending our lives after money, after riches, after houses. We can't get rooted like that.
No, you can't.
We can't get rooted.
Amen.
Because when the devil takes your house, and understand this, when Satan takes your house, he don't want your house. He don't have need for your house. That's just something he's starting with to get the ultimate thing out of you. He wants you to worship him. So he'll take a house, and if you attach to that house, then it's going to be hard for you to think straight. Then he'll take the car. And if you attach to the car, it's hard for you. And he works on you until he gets you to that point where you just throw up your hands and start worshiping him, because that's what he ultimately wants. Okay? He don't want your car. He don't want your house. When he take it, he don't take it because he have need of it. Okay? He ain't got no need. What can he do? What can he do with a car? He don't need no car.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And I want to say, as I get ready to turn it over to my brother in the last few minutes, I want to say this. I thank God for all of you that have been praying for me and my brother here, as we have been, even when I first requested back here some months ago, because I knew the journey we was going to go into is giving y'all the word, and not just giving y'all the word, but giving you the word and speaking on some very deep things. Okay. Yeah. And we thank God for your prayers, because, you know, we have encountered the rearing head of the enemy, and he has been rearing his head. But the ultimate thing he wants to do is to make us quit. And we know in our hearts that many of you that's listening, you need to be informed about the things that happened with the early church. and Satan does not want you to know it. So not only us, but anybody else that says, hey, I want to unveil the works of the enemy to the people so they won't be deceived, Satan is going to rise up against them.
Amen.
But see, I look to the reward that Christ has for us. That's what I look forward to. Glory to God. And people, he does have that reward. Okay? He has a reward. And I am grateful to my Lord and Savior. Okay? And I'm grateful to be serving the true and living God. And people, hey, it gets tough sometimes. And the walk on that road gets kind of tough. And sometimes the walk on that road seems a little lonely, okay? You know, because people you think who have been with you, as you continue to walk on that road, you start to turn around, see that they even went back, okay?
Amen.
But Jesus said you're not alone, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So thank God for you. Now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your word go straight to their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, guard them, Lord Jesus. Guard their minds, their souls, their spirits, Lord Jesus. Send your angels, Lord God, to do battle for them, Lord God, in the heavenlies, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Let his word go forth in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers, let's go to Acts. The fourth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. The 10th verse. Start at the 10th verse, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4. If you all are listening, Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 10. Glory to God. Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 10. And the word says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle have been done by them is manifest to all of them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that is spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak in all at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot speak, but speak we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old.
Okay, brother. Did you notice, brothers and sisters? Okay, that in this scripture, the fourth chapter of Acts. Okay, that by the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, and for the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. That's why these men was being questioned. Thank you, Jesus. Now, they couldn't do anything to them right then because they had done a notable miracle. Did you notice that they had done a notable miracle? This miracle was done in the third chapter of Acts, okay? where this man, hallelujah, he couldn't walk, and he was laid there in front of the temple every day, okay, to beg for money, okay. And so Peter and John was coming by. It wasn't Peter and John. They was coming by one day, and they was going to enter into his temple, okay. And then this man started begging for alms. So Peter looked on them. They looked on this man and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." Okay. So,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. So the man immediately received strength in his legs and was able to walk because of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, this is for the cause why these priests, Caiaphas, these high priests, Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, they was questioning them. Why? Because they had done something, hallelujah, they had done a miracle. And so he said, "Be it known to you all and to all people of Israel that by the name of Jesus," hallelujah, that's the name that you're going to see that they're going to try to bring, you're going to try to bring that name down. They're going to try to discourage you from even speaking that name, okay? We told you about in the army, you can't even say in the name of Jesus. When you pray for a person, or you're ministering, or you're preaching, you can't say the name of Jesus. Why can't you say
Amen.
The name of Jesus? And how is this working? How is this working? How was they able to get this passed? How are they able to get this thing passed through? Okay, that they could actually tell a man of the a minister that he can't preach the name of Jesus in the name of Jesus, and he can use the name of God, but he can't say in the name of Jesus, because you don't want to step on nobody's toes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, and you don't want to, because everybody's not a Christian. Hallelujah. And you got Muslims out there, you got Buddhists out there, so they might offend them. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But they ain't offended to say the name of Buddha. They ain't offended
Amen.
To say in the name of them. Those different gods, okay, that these people serve, okay. They ain't afraid to let the people say in the name of Allah.
Yeah.
But they want to stop you from saying in the name of Jesus. Why do they want to stop you from saying in the name of Jesus? Who is it that's behind this, okay? Now, I've been trying to get you to understand this, okay? Who is behind this that don't want the name of Jesus Christ, that hate the name of Jesus Christ so much he don't want it to be heard? He don't want to hear that name. Why doesn't the devil want to hear that name? And
yeah.
Why doesn't his people? And who is it that the devil has to use to carry out this law, this kind of foolish law? He has to use human beings to carry that foolish law, right? Right.
Amen.
Everything that
Amen.
The devil does, he has to get a man. He has to get men to do it in the earth. Why does the devil have to do everything he do through men? Why? Can't the devil
Amen.
just wave his arms and do certain things? Yeah, he got power. But the devil, he has rules placed on him, just like the angels have rules placed on them. Everything has rules placed on them, like we got rules placed on us, okay? And the devil knows that he can't do anything unless he does it with the hands of men. He has to do that. He has to do it with men, okay? If he
Amen.
Persecutes somebody, how does he have to persecute somebody? Now, devil, he can persecute you spiritually, okay? But hallelujah, you can kick his butt spiritually, okay? In the spirit, you can kick his rear end, okay? And you can call on the name of Jesus and cast them out and make them go, right?
Amen.
But the devil knows he has to use people to persecute others, okay? And he can't persecute you physically himself. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's something there for you. That's a treasure there, okay, if you can pick it out. But, you know, because we don't understand what real treasure is, okay, God has given us authority. God has given us power.
Brother, we got a caller here. Let me pass this caller on. God bless you, caller. How you doing, Sister Ellen?
I'm doing good. I had to just call in because, you know, my internet messed up. So I'm just calling and listening in. Okay.
Okay. Well, no problem, sister. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you. So God has, the devil has to use things like like human beings. He has to use human beings to do his work, okay? Every time the devil wants something to be done, he used men to do it, okay? All the persecutions was done by mankind, okay? They wasn't done firsthand by the devil, okay? The devil just incited it. The devil just inspired it, okay? The devil just was living in these people, okay? Hallelujah, and talked them into doing it. But the devil can't do it himself. That means that he's powerless in certain areas, right? If he can't do it himself, that means he's powerless. He's not, he thinks he's all powerful. He's not all powerful. He can't do anything he wants to do, okay? But he has restrictions placed on him by the Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he could do these things if men let him do it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm letting you know how persecution comes to the world, okay? It comes by Satan. It comes by man. It's carried out by man, okay? It's inspired by the devil, and it's carried out by men, okay? The hands of men. Because it's the men that be trusting you. It's the men that be hating you, okay? It's them that do it, okay? And they hate the name of Jesus so much, this the devil, and the devil hates the name of Jesus so much that hey, I told you about preaching in the name of that Jesus, that name. Didn't we tell you not to speak in that name? Didn't we tell you not to heal in that name? Didn't we tell you? So the brothers, they had to suffer persecution. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because why? Because they were standing up for the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, you're going to be persecuted. That's what Jesus said. In his name, you're going to be persecuted. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here goes something else for you here. Here's a treasure for you, okay? Catch this. This is Philippians 2nd chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Starting at the 6th verse. Thank you, Jesus.
Philippians chapter 2, starting at, you said, the 5th verse?
6th verse.
6th verse.
11.
Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 6. The Word of God says, "Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Now this is a treasure for you, if you can grab a hold to it. Thank you, Jesus. But you can only use this if you're born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the water from above and of the Holy Spirit from above, okay? That's the only way
Amen.
You can use these, okay? You cannot use the Word of God, okay, against the devil if you're in the devil's camp. Or if the devil is your daddy. If the devil is your father, you cannot use these words against him, okay? Well, you could try,
amen,
but it ain't going to do you no good. You, I've actually heard sinners try to say, try to plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And then the next words come out of their mouth would be curse words, okay?
Amen.
Now, these people don't understand that God is not in them, okay? God is not your God, okay? But they try to take hold to these things, okay? You can't say in the name of Jesus. It's like a curse to you, okay? It's like a curse to you, and the devil, which is your daddy, is going to get you for using the name of Jesus, okay? Because he don't want you to use the name of Jesus. He hates the name of Jesus, so because that's the name that he was conquered under, okay? That's the name that treaded upon his head. That's the name that bruised his head, okay? That's the name that pierced him, okay? Pierced him through. That's the name, hallelujah, that came to him, hallelujah, and said, give me those keys of death and hell.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. At that name, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. In heaven and things in heaven and earth and things under the earth. Every creature, everything.
Yeah.
Every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for
Lord.
In his name, hallelujah, is power. He said, in my name shall you do what?
Amen.
Cast out devils. Thank you,
amen,
Jesus. In my name. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why the devil hates that name so much. And that's why now you got this law. The people are all, do you know that America, the America government, is setting up now, the American government is setting up so that they've already set up laws, okay, and they haven't put them in place yet, but they setting them up so you can't say in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So that you can't preach against homosexuality. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They don't want you to preach, and after a while, people will be able to bring you to the court because you was out there saying in the name of Jesus, because you was out there preaching that homosexuality is wrong. They're gonna be able to bring you to court, and then they're going to put you in jail. You don't believe that? Well, you better believe it. It's coming. Thank you,
amen,
Jesus. And, you know, a lot of people that's behind this, the three things that is behind these, I told you about them, okay, but you ain't paying no attention. The three powers that's behind this, okay, is Roman Catholicism, okay, Islam,
amen,
and communism, okay? These are the three powers that's behind all the things that's all these laws that they setting up in America, all these laws in favor of homosexuality, abortion, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be fooled, hallelujah, by the Catholic Church,
amen,
because they seem like they don't believe in abortion. They do believe in abortion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because they make the children to pass through the fire. Hallelujah. When they baptize these little children, when they baptize them, glory to the Lamb, when they baptize those children, when they sprinkle those children, hallelujah, and try to make them Catholics, okay, you know, these little newborn babies that don't have no decision, they can't make no decision, okay, and they try to make these babies, hallelujah, Catholics. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They make them pass through the fire. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if you don't know what that means, you better understand what it means, hallelujah, from the standpoint of the Old Testament and the standpoint of the New Testament, okay? When you make your children to pass through the fire, you have given them to what? A devil. Or you have spilled their blood in the name of that devil, of that demonic god. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we don't want to hear that. We don't want to talk about that because we think that, hey, these things have been abolished, and because of the grace of Jesus Christ, that all these things have been abolished, that God don't care about no witchcraft no more. God don't care about all these sins no more. All God care about is grace. That ain't all God care about. God care about what? Holiness, righteousness. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And he said that if you, and what he said about holiness, he said if you follow him, you got to be holy. You got to be righteous. You got to be faultless. You got to be sinless. You got to be blameless, okay? You got to be without blemish, okay? If you're following Christ, if he want his church like that, he want his people like that also. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, a blemish, or any such thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the kind
Thank
of church he's coming back. He coming back for a church, hallelujah, that has obeyed him. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb, of church that said, I love, hallelujah, my enemies. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I pray for my enemies. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb, and I forgive my enemies. Hallelujah, and I forgive all men, all their trespasses against me. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. He coming back for a church that says, I'm carrying my cross. I've denied myself. Glory to the Lamb.
Yeah.
I took it up daily, and I followed after you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus. That's what he's coming back for. He ain't coming back for no garbage. He ain't coming back for no junk. He ain't coming back for no half-heartedness. He ain't coming back for no wishy-washy church. He ain't coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for a lukewarm church. He ain't coming back for someone that does not know him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's where I'm going to drop it, right there. Give it back to the hands of my brother, name of Jesus. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Thank God for my brother here delivering the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, I want to reiterate, thank God for all of you that have been praying for us. Amen. And we give all the glory and honor to God. Thank God for touching your hearts this day in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we want to give you the word of the Lord. That's what we're giving, amen, to you, the listener. Amen. That you may be blessed and that you may understand that we're going to go through, okay, and these things that we've read about and we hear about that many others are facing in other countries are coming this way. Amen. And like I said, they're going to get to a point where they're going to start making it a hate crime for you to say homosexuality is wrong. Okay. They've already started in the other countries. They're coming over here. Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to start saying that, hey, you're going to be charged with a hate crime.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Let us pray. Yeah. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we give you glory and honor and praise today because you're worthy to be praised. Lord God, we want to thank you for blessing us to be on this broadcast and, Lord God, enabling us to deliver thy message to the people. Father, as we have sown the seed, we ask that you would water and bring forth the increase, that you would touch the hearts of those that are listening, and that you would show unto them the seriousness of this word. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we magnify you because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. Tomorrow we'll start part one, and we're going to talk about who persecuted the believers. And the same word that was concerning them in the early times, it's today also. The same one is going to be persecuting the believers today. We're going to talk directly more on who who the Word of God tells us about that is committing the violence against the people of God. Amen. So look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. And for Brother Robert Gross and Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God bless you, brother.